Litwinska, Sofia. Sofia Litwinska was a Polish Jewess incarcerated at Auschwitz from mid-1942 until November 1944. She was later transferred to Bergen-Belsen. She signed an affidavit on the 24th of May 1945 and took the stand on the 24th of September 1945 during the British Bergen-Belsen trial. Her noteworthy claims are: together with some 300 other inmates, she was taken by, quote, tipper-type lorries, meaning a dump truck, to the gas chamber chute, unquote, where they were dumped down the chute, straight into the gas chamber. A corpse chute between two flights of stairs did exist in crematoria 2 and 3 at Birkenau, connecting the ground floor to the basement, but trucks could not get access to the door leading into this staircase, containing that chute, and if they had been able to drive up to it, across an extended lawn, tipping the truck's load bed, would have made the victims fall into the entry area at best, but not down the chute. Finally, the chute ended in a hallway, not the morgue, that supposedly served as a gas chamber. See the similar testimony by Michał Kula. The gas chamber had showers, towels, soap, mirrors on the wall, and benches for comfort's sake, as well as small windows near the ceiling. Since they had been dumped straight into the gas chamber, issuing towels and soap would have been pointless. The mirrors are a unique statement of this witness, not to be found elsewhere, and not in need of further comment. Furthermore, if we follow the orthodox narrative, benches are said to have been located in a separate undressing room, but certainly not in the gas chamber. Finally, there were allegedly four Zyklon B introduction columns in those basement rooms, but certainly no windows near the ceiling. She saw, quote, fumes coming in through a non-existing window, unquote, although hydrogen cyanide gas is invisible. The toxic gas allegedly used caused eyes to water, coughing, pain in chest and throat, and foaming around the mouth. While the latter can occur when ingesting cyanide salts orally, poisoning with hydrogen cyanide gas, the active ingredient in allegedly used Zyklon B, would not have caused any watering eyes or coughing. After 2 minutes, an SS man wearing a respirator opened the gas chamber door and called out Litwinska's name. For this to have happened, everyone in the room had to be absolutely silent, no coughing, so she could hear her name called through. A respirator. She raised her arm, and then some strong man, unaffected by the gas and totally selfless, picked her up and threw her out of the room. For this to have happened, the other inmates respectfully must have made room, so her hero could walk with her in his arms to the door, and then all inmates had to step back to allow the SS man to shut the door again, so they all could carry on with their important task of dying in the name of future atrocity propaganda. She was then taken on a motorcycle, wrapped up in blankets, to the hospital to recover, which took 6 weeks of receiving preferential special treatment from Dr. Mengele, of course. The audacious density of preposterous lies in this testimony leaves the critical observer speechless. For details, see Metonio 2021, pages 345 to 348.